This podcast is intended for an audience that is blind or print impaired. This is a review of the movie Stronger, written by James Berardinelli of Real View. It's a U.S. movie with a runtime of 1 hour and 52 minutes. It's rated R for violence, disturbing images, profanity, sexual content, and nudity. The genre is drama. It's directed by David Gordon Green. The cast includes Jake Gyllenhaal, Tatiana Maslany, Miranda Richardson, Clancy Brown, and Carlos Sance. The blurb says, an inspirational story based on a true event with long shot Oscar aspirations. And James Berardinelli gives this 3 out of a possible 4 stars. Stronger is a based-on-a-true-story account of the post-terrorist attack travails of Jeff Bauman, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, who became to many the face of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing victims. Immortalized by a photograph taken by Charles Krupa that appeared on the front page of many newspapers, Bauman became the best known of the survivors and the one who got the lion's share of attention. Stronger, a memoir co-written by Bauman and Brett Witter, forms the backbone of John Polono's screenplay. Although at times fictionalized to make for a more cinematic retelling, the movie is largely accurate and rigorously avoids exploitation. Stronger is more about the process of recovery than the actual wounding. One-third of Strong happens before and on the day of the bombing. The rest of the movie is about how Bauman coped, or in some cases didn't cope, with what had happened to him. The film doesn't use him as a metaphor, which is how the media sometimes portrayed him. His healing isn't representative of the healing of the city. His strength isn't Boston's strength personified. He is presented as a human being struggling to come to grips with his injury, who becomes resentful of the celebrity status he has acquired. The movie opens with a short prologue that introduces us to the principals. There's Jeff, a good-natured Costco employee, and his die-hard Red Sox fan who plans to attend Patriots Day in a local bar watching the game. His ex-girlfriend Erin, played by Tatiana Maslany, intends to run the marathon. When he learns this, Jeff, who desperately wants to get back together with her, decides he will make a sign and greet her at the finish line. Jeff's overbearing, uncouth mother, Patty, played by Miranda Richardson, badgers her son to do things for her when he stops by the house to make the sign. The bombing is presented in an oblique fashion by David Gordon Green, who eschews the obvious special effects-oriented approach to the event. We see the explosions in the distance from Aaron's perspective. Only in flashbacks are we presented with glimpses of what Jeff saw in the immediate aftermath. Stronger never devolves into disaster porn. It's a careful, tasteful approach to a sequence that could have turned into something less savory. Jeff loses both legs as a result of the attack. When he awakens in the hospital, he shows evidence of a gallows humor, remarking on his resemblance to Forrest Gump's Lieutenant Dan. Erin remains by his side during his hospital stay, although there is obvious tension between her and Patty. For the most part, he seems to be healing well, physically, psychologically, and emotionally. Once he goes home, however, the cracks show. His drinking increases in frequency and intensity. He becomes moody. Erin, influenced as much by her own guilt as by her concern, moves in with him, an act that results in more instability in the household. Arguably, the most interesting character isn't Jeff, it's Erin. Jeff's trauma is visible, and the stages he goes through are similar to those of everyone who suffers a serious injury. Consider similarities between him and the woman played by Marianne Cotillard in Rust and Bone, a fictional story about a double amputee. For Erin, however, everything is internalized. Her emotional state is no less tenuous than his. At times, we're not sure whether she's with him because she loves him or because she feels pity, grief, and guilt. The relationship is not what would be classified as healthy. In real life, the two separated in early 2017. Jake Gyllenhaal, as usual, does a workmanlike job. He finds the gray in the character's spectrum. Jeff is often bellicose and self-centered, and occasionally emotionally abusive. He is far from a model patient and is prone to outbursts of temper. Tatiana Maslany, known for playing multiple roles in the cult TV series Orphan Black, invests Erin with a wealth of complexity in playing a character who wants desperately to do the right thing, but who is pushed to the breaking point. Ultimately, Stronger is intended to be uplifting, and as a result of what happens toward the end, succeeds in that aim. Its approach to the Boston Marathon bombings is less problematic than the one presented in Patriot's Day, since it's less concerned with the act of terrorism than with the human price. Well acted and confidently directed by Green, the film fills the September Sully slot by providing an inspirational story based on a true event with long-shot Oscar aspirations. The film once again is directed by David Gordon Green, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Tatiana Maslany, Miranda Richardson, Clancy Brown, and Carlos Sanz. It runs 1 hour and 52 minutes. It has a rating of R for violence, disturbing images, profanity, sexual content, and nudity. And this is a drama, and James Berardinelli gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars.